Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. An Israeli strike killed three journalists in South Lebanon on Friday, Lebanon's health ministry said. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was a real sense of urgency in getting to a diplomatic resolution to end the conflict between Israel and Iran-aligned Hezbollah while calling for the protection of civilians.
We want to see civilians protected. We want to make sure that Lebanese armed forces are not caught in the crossfire. And certainly, we want to make sure that in places like Beirut, there is a real effort to make sure that people are not harmed, that civilians are not caught up in this crossfire.
Speaking across from him before a bilateral meeting in London on Friday, Jordanian Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi called for an end to the attacks.
The aggression in Lebanon has to stop immediately. Nothing justifies its continuation.
Beirut authorities say Israel's Lebanon offensive has killed more than 2,500 people and displaced more than 1.2 million people. Israeli strikes killed 38 people in Gaza's Khan Yunis. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
An Israeli attack on the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis has left dozens dead. Palestinians who were killed or injured were taken to the European and Nasser hospitals. Records from the European hospital obtained by the AP show at least 15 members of the Al-Farah family were killed, including 13 children. The Israeli attack, which included airstrikes and shelling, according to health officials, targeted several residential buildings in the east of Khan Yunis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Palestinian officials said Israeli forces launched a nighttime raid on a hospital in the north, Eid Sabah. The hospital's director of nursing said in a voice message to Reuters that when the army retreated, a delegation from the World Health Organization arrived with an ambulance and evacuated 40 patients. Israeli tanks returned and opened fire on the hospital before raiding the building and ordering staff and patients to leave. This is VOA News. Prosecutors in a court in Haifa on Friday indicted seven Israelis, including two minors, on suspicion of espionage after Israel's security services said they uncovered a spy ring that was gathering information on behalf of Iranian intelligence. An investigation found they had gathered intelligence on military bases across the country, as well as Israel's Iron Dome air defense batteries and ports. Russian President Vladimir Putin said in an interview on Friday that Russia was ready for reasonable compromises with Ukraine.
Any outcome must be in Russia's favor. I'm speaking directly, without any hesitation. This outcome should be based upon realities which are taking shape on the battlefield. Without any doubt, we are not going to make any concessions. There will be no exchange of territory whatsoever.
Speaking to Russia One TV channel, Putin said that Ukraine already had twice rejected Russian ceasefire initiatives relayed via Turkey, but that Russian forces were advancing along the front. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's victory plan specifically rules out conceding any territory to Russia. President Joe Biden is paying a long-promised visit to a reservation in Arizona that Democrats hope could provide a boost to Vice President Kamala Harris's turnout effort in a key battleground state. During Friday's visit, Biden intends to formally apologize to Native Americans for the U.S. government's role in the abuse and neglect of Native children sent to federal boarding schools to assimilate them into white society. A SpaceX craft brought back four astronauts after an extended mission. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
And splashdown.
Four astronauts are back on Earth after a nearly eight-month space mission on the International Space Station. The SpaceX Dragon Endeavour capsule parachuted down until the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast in pre-dawn darkness and was hoisted aboard a recovery vessel. The four crew members should have returned 2 months ago, but safety concerns with Boeing's new Starliner crew capsule, followed by bad weather from Hurricane Milton, stalled their departure. Starliner test pilots Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, who went up in June on a mission that was only supposed to last for 8 days, will stay on the ISS until February. Audio courtesy NASA TV. I'm Jennifer King.
Tropical storm Trami has blown away from the northwestern Philippines, leaving at least 65 people dead, mostly in extensive flooding and landslides. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
Authorities scrambled for more rescue boats to save thousands of terrified people who were trapped, some on their rooftops. But the trauma caused by the onslaught may not be over after state forecasters on Friday raised the rare possibility that the storm, the 11th and one of the deadliest to hit the Philippines this year, may be pushed back by high-pressure winds in the South China Sea and make a U-turn next week. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.